Well, a leading Chinese financial data provider says that IPOs on China's A-share market lost momentum in 2012 with fewer newly listed companies and reduced fundraising. Some 150 Chinese firms raised a combined 93 billion yuan through IPOs in Shanghai and Shenzhen last year. The country saw a huge expansion in the IPO market in 2009 and 2010 with 85.9% of IPO applications approved in 2009 and 83.5% in 2010, whereas last year only 76% were approved. The number of IPOs and total funds raised both slumped into the lowest point since 2010. Amid a lackluster IPO market, China's refinancing market in 2012 has seen a boom. In contrast, the scope of the refinancing market expanded to nearly four times that of the IPO market last year. Well, for more on China's IPO market and refinancing market as well, in 2012, we cross to Mark Hughes now, who's the executive business editor of China Daily. Good morning.
Good morning.
Can I start by asking you, Mark, what does the IPO activity tell us about a country's business activities? And is the slowdown a result of perhaps stricter regulations or more of an indicator of just the slowing economy?
Well, I think first there is a stronger regulation as China seeks to absorb more transparency. It's definitely tougher on accounting regulations. Second, it's a tough economic climate. Let me also add, private venture capitalists are now out there muddying the waters. Chinese entrepreneurs have come to love IPOs because they are a get-rich-quick plan. But there are only so many suitable for the stock market, especially in a volatile market that shows no sign of stabilizing.
Yeah, well, refinancing, though, apparently is enjoying substantial... well, it enjoyed it last year. So where does this big difference come from? And is there a risk that an unlimited sprawl in this market could cause, a massive increase in stock supplies but put pressure on liquidity?
Well, the way I see it is publicly listed companies are transparent. They expose their strengths and weaknesses. Unlisted companies are a gamble. The Chinese tend to play safe, hence the strength in the former. As for your second question there, no one is forced to buy stocks. The diversity of investment is ultimately good. It's competitive, so ordinary people get a good deal.
Yes, well, we're saying that Chinese stocks gained just over 3% in 2012. Shares jumped more than 14% since the end of November. Now, is this growth likely to be sustained through this next year, or do you think this is just blips on the chart?
Well, you're asking me to put my head on the line here, and I will. 2013 will see dramatic upward changes for China. There's a rebalancing going on with the West. We're looking at more than 8% growth here this year. That is still enormous. I've always believed China's stock market is undervalued. I suspect we'll see an upward correction this year.
Okay, Mark, we'll play it back in a year's time. I'm sure you'll be right. Thanks very much. That's Mark Hughes, Executive Business Editor of China Daily.